Our Old Testament lesson today is Jeremiah 33, verses 14 to 16. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, Jerusalem will live in safety, and this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. I want to also share that from the Message translation too, that I was sharing with the kids. Listen to this. Watch for this, because the time is coming when I will keep the promise I made to the families of Israel and Judah, and when that time comes, I will make a fresh and true shoot sprout from the David tree. He will run this country honestly and fairly. He will set things right. That's when Judah will be secure, Jerusalem will live in safety, and the motto for the city will be, God has set things right. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, each and every one of us, Lord. Let us know that you are here in this time and place. Amen. Like I was telling the kids today is the first Sunday of our 4 weeks of Advent. Advent means coming, and it's about two different arrivals. The arrival of Jesus, the infant Jesus in Bethlehem, and the arrival of our Savior Jesus at the end of time. Advent is about preparing for both of those arrivals. It's about paying attention, being alert and ready. Ready to find Jesus right now and then. In Luke 21, Jesus is talking about the second coming that you heard from Teresa. He's talking about this just before he goes to the cross to die. And his words may sound a little bit mysterious to us today, but that first audience would have known the echoes in it of the book of Daniel. They would have known that he was talking about the Savior of the world coming to redeem the entire world. To some, words like that about final judgment are scary. The famous Left Behind series was built on passages like Luke 21, and it emphasized the fear and the terror of people being snatched up at the end of time and others left behind. But actually, Luke and Jeremiah are both words of hope, especially to people who face any kind of suffering at all. Because today's readings are about a time when God will make all things right, when Jesus will bring justice for all. I love the Message Bible translation. He will run the country honestly and fairly. He will set things right. And the motto for the city will be, God has set things right. Mary sings something similar in the Magnificat in Luke 1, 46 to 55. Listen to some of her words about Jesus. Mary says, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. So the question for us in Advent today is, do we have hope? Do we have hope for the day when God will make all things right? I do. I especially do at this time of year. I've got to say, when the holidays roll around, I am really ready for Jesus to come back just about any time now. How about you? Jeremiah's words. His words are so hopeful with good reason, because the audience were God's people who had been captured, tortured, taken away from their homeland and their temple and everything familiar, exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon. And the prophet Jeremiah was given the task of warning God's people about this impending exile and then giving them a word of hope to sustain them until the exile was over. In fact, God asked Jeremiah to buy a piece of land before the exile to remind the people that God would restore them to their homeland. The exiles needed to hear those words of hope. They needed to know that God would make everything right one day, just like followers of Jesus needed to hear that message, just like we need to hear that word of hope today. Jesus spoke many times about being ready for the end. He talked about 10 bridesmaids having their lamps of oil ready. He talked about the separating of the sheep and the goats for the final judgment. Jesus taught that he would come again, judge all people, and redeem all creation. And that's what we look forward to during Advent. It is the New Year's Day of the church's calendar. It's why all the readings are about hope and the future, about the one who has come and is coming. That's what's so unique about our preparation for Christmas as Christians. The season of Advent reminds us of the end of time so that we will be prepared for all time. It's very countercultural, but it really has meaning and purpose. It may not be about silver bells and decking the halls, but it's a meaningful, different kind of preparation for December 25th. These are words we hear today about living in an in-between time, aware of Jesus with us and Jesus coming again. These are words about being alert and ready because no one knows when Jesus is coming back. People make all kinds of speculation about the end of time and when it's coming, but the truth is, Jesus told us, we won't know. It's not ours to know. All we're called to do is be ready and have hope that he's coming now and again. Have hope because Jesus is with us right now. In fact, that was Jesus' name, Emmanuel, which means God with us. We can celebrate Christmas with joy because we can actually see Jesus with us in our daily lives if we have the eyes to see. To me, that's much more meaningful than just decorating the tree or giving gifts. It means that I have to have my eyes and ears peeled for Jesus because I never know when I will see or hear from him. Sometimes I hear him in the voice of a loved one, don't you? Or in time spent with one of you. Sometimes I see him in the eyes of a needy person or someone walking through a dark valley. Because Christmas can be such a hard time of year, I believe we need that hope. Hope that we can see Jesus today. We need the encouragement to be ready and alert for Jesus, not just all the latest gift ideas. And we need to know it's okay to long. Long for Jesus. Long for justice and righteousness and a day when God makes everything right. We see so much pain and suffering in the world. All you have to do is turn on the TV anytime, day or night, and you can learn about a terror attack, a natural disaster, some horrible tragedy every day. It's sad. It's scary. So what if we ask God to replace that sadness, that anxiety, even the sorrow that many of us feel at Christmas with hope? Hope that we will see Jesus. Isn't that something we could all ask for this Christmas? Famous theologian Jürgen Moltmann wrote a book called The Theology of Hope, and in it he said this. He said, I tried to present Christian hope no longer as an opium of beyond, but rather as the divine power that makes us alive in the world. Wow. Hope. The divine power that makes us alive in the world. Isn't that great news for Christmas? This time of year can be challenging, to say the least. It's all too easy to find ourselves feeling down because we are surrounded by images and songs of happiness and singing and eating and gifts. And in reality, we are suffering. In our hearts, our homes, our world, It's hard to reconcile the happy songs and cheerful decor with the reality that life is a mess, even at Christmas. And if you've got relatives like mine, especially at Christmas, life is a mess. And Jesus knows that. Jesus knows how much we need the message of hope as we prepare for Christmas. As Christians, hope makes us alive and it helps us follow Jesus in our daily lives. It reminds us of what Christmas is all about. Isn't it hope that empowers us to do what Matthew 25 encouraged? To feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, visit the sick or the prisoner before the final judgment? I read this week that we are called to live lives of faith that are active waiting in the meantime because of the one who holds us in the end time. Active waiting, being ready, having hope that we will see Jesus now and in the end. Isn't that a great Advent message? One of my all-time favorite Be Ready stories is about Robbie Robbins, an Air Force pilot, during the first Iraq War. And after his 300th mission, he was surprised to be given permission to immediately pull his crew together and fly home. So they flew across the ocean to Massachusetts. They had a long drive to western Pennsylvania. They drove all night long. And when his buddies dropped him off at his driveway just after the sunrise, there was a big banner on the garage that said, "Welcome home, Dad." How did they know? No one knew they were getting to come home. Robin said, "When I walked into the house, the kids were about half dressed for school, screaming, 'Daddy!'" He says, "My wife Susan came running down the hall and she looked great." "How did you know?" I asked. "I did it," she said, through tears of joy. But she said, "Once we knew the war was over, we knew you'd be home one of these days and you would try to surprise us. So we were ready every single day." Friends, hear the good news of the gospel for Advent. Jesus is coming one day to make all things right. Praise God. And we need to be ready. And in the meantime, let's open our eyes and ears to find Jesus right now because he is our hope. And to that, all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Friends, let us stand now and affirm our faith with the Apostles' Creed found on page 35 of your hymnal.